The historic Howells Opera House in Oakley, Idaho presents Cowboys in Concert, featuring cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson. Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. Join us for this synergistic performance of music and poetry, which keeps all audiences completely engaged. The combination of deep emotional and moving lyrics, along with the humorous and light-hearted side of life experiences, coupled with a breathtaking photographic display, makes this show one that will always be remembered. Join us Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. at the historic Howells Opera House in Oakley, Idaho. Tickets are available at the door or at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com. Call 307-360-8776. That's 307-360-8776 for more information.
Howdy, this is Curly Musgrave.
And Belinda Gale.
And you're listening to Clear Out West with Jim Nelson and Andy Nelson, clearly two very clearly strange guys.
Don't you know it? Okay, now seriously.
Now that was serious.
That's right, Belinda and Curly. You are listening to Clear Out West.
Clear
Out West, yeah. And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File. What do you got for us this week?
Well, today is the day.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. And every day is the day.
And what are we doing?
If you have a horse with a bad hoof, an older horse, and you wanna build that hoof up.
Yeah.
So you get him something with biotin in it and D-L-methionine in it.
Sure.
And every day.
Yeah.
That has to go into his grain.
Right.
And if you're going to use a topical dressing.
Every day.
Every day.
Today is the day.
And today and every day is the day. If you're going to, you want to get that hoof back into fighting shape, to speak.
Yeah, no, that's a true statement. I was talking to a teamster the other day, and they've got some neat stuff out on the market now, supplementation stuff that really works. And you know how work team horses, their hooves, if they long, they're just terrible.
They break off,
I saw his team. He was pulling through the parade. Beautiful looking hoods. And I said, what in the world are you feeding these horses?
Yeah.
And he told me. And, of course, I promptly forgot it. But there's some good stuff out
there
on the market.
Yeah, it's an amino acid.
The
more the merrier, right?
Some type of trace mineral and other things,
and obviously good feed.
You bet. Well, there you go. And good care.
And good care
for the hoof, That's some great information there, big fella, and thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, your mama must be putting some of that good stuff in your feed, you're looking pretty fleshy.
Look at them fingers.
How are they? How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a dick pic.
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house, and our nails are just
perfect.
Shiny and pretty.
Perfect.
Absolutely.
Yes.
P.O. Box 1547. Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Not bad.
Let's move right along then.
More practice.
John Chandler is riding along with his great song, He Went Fishing Today.
He went fishing today. It's okay, his race is run. I'll see him again when my work is done. Get a move on there, son, he'd say. The crack of dawn, a new spring day. We'd best get going if we're going to get through. Then he'd smile at you. You hold the wheel, I'll get the gate. A quarter session to cultivate. Let's break us a sweat then hit that fishing hole. How but we never go. He went fishing today. It's okay, his race is run. I'll see him again when my work is done. Let's get moving there, sunny day. I declare you'd sleep all day. Sun's almost up and we got work to do. Then he met you. Fence blew down by the creek. The old water tank, she sprung a leak. Let's patch them all up, then hit that fishing hole. Oh, but we'd never go. Lived his life a dry land farmer. He died a hard-working man. Preacher, partner, and charmer. He made his mark on this land. He went fishing today. It's okay, his race is run. I'll see him again when my work is done. He went fishing today. It's okay, his race is run. I'll see him again when my work is done. Again, when our work is
oh, yeah, good stuff there from our buddy John Chandler.
What a guy.
You darn right. Good. Another one that's just a ball to be
oh,
around.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Unjustified self-esteem.
I love it. I use it a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, today is the day, and when we last left you, I mentioned the tack room.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, tack room, the issue with tack room is it's in the barn.
Right.
And the issue with the barn is it's dirty.
Dirty, yes.
And the wind blows.
A lot.
A lot. And it covers my tack. Yeah. Every once in a while, I have to go in there with the air compressor.
Why didn't I think of that?
Yep, it does. It works out wonderfully. but you will be...
Put a mask on.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll be coughing and spitting for a long time. But the air compressor.
Air compressor.
Yeah, works pretty good. Yeah, but then you got to pull your tack out, and you need to oil your tack.
Yeah, today's that day too, right?
What day is that? Uh-huh. When is that coming? Dry rot's a real issue,
oh,
folks.
Oh, big time, yeah. Yeah. Big time, yeah.
Especially in our country, but...
Absolutely, you know, and I remember Dad every summer.
Oh, man.
When it was getting hot.
Yep.
And that leather would soak up that oil.
Yeah.
Bear grease is what he used.
Bear grease. He used bear grease.
Yeah.
He'd use a cold cow liver every chance he got.
Yeah.
And I know some good buckaroos that use cold cow liver on their rawhide stuff. I use Vaquero cream.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
You're not going to take the liver, huh?
I just can't do the cow liver. I know. Well, I mean, it makes sense.
Well, it does.
The hide came from the cow. Yeah. The liver came from the cow.
Mm-hmm.
And from what they tell me, it has to be cold. It works best.
It works best, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but works best when it's cold, yeah.
If it's warm, that liver is a little floppy.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, man. Bear grease.
Bear grease. No idea
why it's so good, but...
Well, you know...
I don't know.
That's what he had. He used what he had. Yeah. He had some rendered out Bear Grease.
Yeah, right.
And I hated the most was the mutton tallow.
Oh, using mutton tallow.
Oh, man.
Oh, my. Ooh, man.
I hated that stuff.
You know, I just about got in trouble. I love lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it takes the right person to cook a mutton.
You got that right.
Yeah. Get an old Basque sheep herder. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've had some dang good mutton out of his Dutch oven before.
Or a Louise or a Tina.
There you go. Yeah. Barbara Nelson.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, today's the day.
Today is.
And we're going to ditch out to a commercial. What? And when we come back, Gary McMahon has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.